So he said, ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me. Number two, they will be witnesses unto him. Number three, he, the Holy Spirit, will make his home in you. Say, he's in me. He made his home in me. And I give him freedom to every room in my heart. I have no locked doors and no unlimited sign in my spirit. Whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit, you have the right to do it. Wherever you want to teach me, here I am. Whatever you want to show me, I want to see it. Thank you. Hallelujah. He'll make his home in you. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Listen to what John 14:16 says. It's the King James. John 14:16. I pray the Father, and he shall do what? Give you another helper, a comfort. They got my new King James up. It's all right. Just leave it there. He'll give you another helper, a comforter. Amplifier says what? Comforter, counselor, what? Helper, intercessor, strengthener, standby. An advocate, right? He will give you another comforter that he may do what? Abide with you how long? How long? Forever. Forever. He'll never leave you. You might not recognize him, but once you receive him, he will never leave you. He's not going to walk away from you, say he forgets you. He won't do that. Now, you may walk away from him and say, forget you. That's you. But Holy Spirit ain't going to do that. He's too faithful. He's too good. He's too true. And he said, I'll never leave you. So you got the help inside of you all the time. Everywhere you go, everything comes up. You got help sometime. And that's why he wants you praying in tongue and yielding to the Spirit so you know how to look on the inside and get the help you need when it comes up. But if you hadn't spent no time with him, you don't know. You would know him from an Adam house cat. You don't know. You wouldn't know his voice. You wouldn't know what he's saying. And you have to spend time with him. Hallelujah. So he said that he may abide with you forever. Look at this scripture to go along with it. Hebrews 13:5. Give me that scripture, Hebrews 13:5. Thank you, Lord. Let your conversation be without what? Covetousness. And be what? Content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will what? Never leave thee nor forsake thee. See that? He gave you, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's there to help you. Hallelujah. Give me the next verse. Thank you, Jesus. So that you may what? Boldly say, you don't have to be a chicken. No, no, no. When Satan's trying to threaten you, you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The greater one is in me. I have explosive power in me, and I'm releasing it to you. Now, I bind you. I break your power. I take authority over you. Now, you stop it in Jesus' name. Guess what's happened? He'll stop it. Hallelujah. But if you're not fully persuaded and sort of pick around with it, he'll keep messing with you. Hallelujah. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. You know why? Fear is what feeds the devil. That's why he wants you afraid. I'm going to take you out this time. You know what? Why did you do it the last time then? It's always this time. I'm going to take you out. What is he doing? Trying to get you to bite. Trying to get you to compromise. Trying to get you to back down. But if you're full of the word, you're prayed in the Holy Ghost, you know who you are, you tell him you can't take me out no time. Because I know who's in me. And I know he's bigger than you. And I know he defeated you. I got the written scripture, evidence, what you got. All you got is a threat. I got the written word and the witness of the Holy Ghost right here. That you've been defeated. Now you get your little duds and get out of here. Because you're not parking your junk in my life today and no day. Or no time. Because I'm the Redeemer of the Lord. All right. I've been washed in the blood. I've been separated from you.
Yes.
I'm joined to the Lord, and you can't separate me from him.
All
right. He's my Father. Jesus is Lord. And I am joined to them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number four, he will teach you all things. He, Holy Spirit, will do what? Teach you all things. And I promise you, Matlock won't do it. You can spend time with Matlock, but he'll never teach you about spiritual things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will teach you all things. John 14, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is who? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. What things? All things pertaining to the kingdom of God. All things that's rightfully yours. All things that God has made available to you. All things God wants you to grow up into and become that overcoming, victorious saint of the living God. Yes, trouble will come, but when trouble finds out that you got the victory, trouble will find somewhere else to go. As long as you leave him a room for him to park his little self, he'll hang around and cause you all the misery he can. Yes, he will. But you can tell him, you know, I'm not letting you put that in my head. I'm not going to listen to your garbage. I'm going to do what the word said. I'm going to keep my peace, and I'm going to walk in joy. And that's why we pray, because you know what? Some saints don't even know it. They don't even know how to do it. They have allowed themselves to get overwhelmed with their sorrow and pain, and they're mad at everybody except the right person that ought to be mad at. Amen. They'll blame you. You call them, they don't want to listen to you. You go by the house, they don't want you coming in the house. Oh, come on. And the first person they got in there is the one they ought to be putting out. But they don't want you in there. Because you're going to upset who's in there. I know I'm preaching good, so y'all don't have to say nothing. Just listen. Just go ahead and listen. Take it in so you can help, so you can get some help. When you leave here, with something to go change. I'm going home. I'm changing some stuff. Some stuff I've been doing, some stuff, way I've been thinking. I've been setting up lamp in the bed when I should have been calling in. I'm getting my butt up. I'm going to call in on that phone. You ain't going to do it. I don't want to get up. You ought to prove your flesh that you're lying. You shut up. I didn't ask you. You know what? The quicker you do it, the better it is. The longer you put it off, the worse it gets.